In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Spirit Sanctifier, Harry, I implore you, I pray you again. May your will known to all, so that by knowing it, they may love it and may welcome your first act of their complete sanctification, which is your holy will. Mary, Seed of Wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will begin with the lessons of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. We are going to read only the lessons of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We are going to skip the response of the soul to the Blessed Mother and the introduction also. We are going only to read the lessons, and the purpose for this is basically to have a class given by the Blessed Virgin Mary following her lessons to understand what does it mean to live in the divine will and what the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will is. Also, we will be using the little guide, the book there in the lesson, I think is lesson 9, where we have all the passages referring to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we are going to use the catechism. All the references are there and some sacred scripture in order for us to understand these lessons that the Blessed Virgin Mary is teaching. These lessons are part of the revelations given to the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. And the purpose for this is so that we may let the Blessed Virgin Mary guide us towards the possession of the divine will operating in our soul. We have read the book of Adam, and we saw how Adam was created in the beginning and why God wants this gift now given to us through Luisa Picarreta, because this is the original plan that man will live in union with God's will, but because of the fall, things have to change a little bit. But God continues to have the same plan for all of us to arrive to the possession of the divine will operating in our soul as it was intended from the beginning. And this is the prayer containing the Our Father, the petition that may his will be done in each one of us, and may it reign here in our souls as it reigns in all the blessed in heaven now. So we are going to read these lessons of the Blessed Virgin Mary, having that in mind, that our purpose is to have an understanding of the whole gift operating in our soul also. The Blessed Virgin Mary, she is the daughter Zion that scripture in the Old Testament talks about. She is the virgin that will give birth to a child. And we see the fulfillment of that prophecy in the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Annunciation, that a virgin will conceive a child and his name will be Emmanuel, God with us. So that prophecy is already fulfilled in the Blessed Virgin Mary. The mission of the Blessed Virgin Mary is to be the mother of all the living. She is the new Eve. And throughout these lessons, she will teach us herself what the divine will is, what the purpose for this gift operating in us is, and how we arrive to the possession of this gift operating in our soul. Each time that a new soul enters into this way of living and knows and understands and learns how to live in this way, she is crushing the head of the evil one, because it's taking back, is giving birth basically to a new child living in the divine will. So each one of us already is a triumph of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Each act done in the divine will is a triumph that the Blessed Virgin Mary has over the evil one. So that's why it is important to have that in mind, that to understand how the divine will operated also in the soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because that's the purpose, that we may arrive towards that possession. And so basically we are going to skip the introduction and we are going to skip the response of the soul to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and also what the Blessed Virgin Mary is asking at the end of every lesson, because our purpose for reading this is going to be a course, a study, so we may advance in the knowledge and understanding of this gift operating in our souls. So if you have that little guide, it will be useful for you to have it also. And then, because I'm going to be reading from those passages too, and so on, giving you some passage from the catechism, and that will be easier. So with that in mind, I'm going to ask Linda if she can begin with the first lesson.
Yes. Lessons from the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of Heaven. Day one. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. The first step of the Divine Will in the Immaculate Conception of the Celestial Mama. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. Blessed child, your prayer wounded my maternal heart, and drawing me from heaven, I am already close to my child to give her my lessons, all of heaven. Look at me, dear child. Thousands of angels surround me, and reverent are all in waiting to hear me speak of that divine fiat, whose fount I possess more than anyone. I know its admirable secrets, its infinite joys, its indescribable happiness, and its incalculable value. To hear my child calling me because she wants my lessons on the divine will is the greatest feast for me, the purest joy. If you listen to my lessons, I will call myself fortunate to be your mother. Oh, how I sigh to have a child who wants to live only from the divine will. Tell me, O child, will you make me content? Will you give your heart, your will, all of yourself into my maternal hands, that I may prepare you, dispose you, fortify you, empty you of everything, so as to be able to fill you completely with the light of the divine will and to form in you its divine life? Place your head upon the heart of your celestial mama and be attentive in listening to me, so that my sublime lessons may make you decide never to do your will, but always that of God. My child, listen to me. It is my maternal heart that loves you very much and wants to pour itself out upon you. Know that I have you here, inscribed in my heart, and that I love you truly as my child. But I feel a sorrow because I do not see you as similar to your mama. Do you know what renders us dissimilar? It is your will that takes away from you the freshness of grace, the beauty that enamors your creator, the strength that conquers and bears everything, the love that consumes everything. In sum, it is not that will which animates your celestial mama. You must know that I knew my human will only to keep it sacrificed in homage to my creator. My life was all of divine will. From the first instant of my conception, I was molded, warmed, and placed into its light, which purified my human seed with its power in such a way that I was conceived without original sin. Therefore, if my conception was spotless and so glorious as to form the honor of the divine family, it was only because the omnipotent fiat poured itself upon my seed, and pure and holy I was conceived. If the divine will had not, more than a tender mother, poured itself upon my seed in order to prevent the effects of original sin, I would have encountered the sad destiny of the other creatures, that of being conceived with original sin. Therefore, the primary cause was wholly the divine will. To it be honor, glory, thanksgiving for having been conceived without original sin. Now, child of my heart, listen to your mama. Banish your human will. Content yourself with dying rather than concede one act of life to it. Your celestial mama would have been content with dying thousands and thousands of times rather than do one single act of my will. Do you not want to imitate me? If you will keep it sacrificed in honor of your creator, the divine will take the first step in your soul, and you will feel molded with a celestial aura, purified and warmed in such a way as to feel the seeds of your passions being annihilated. You will feel placed on the first steps of the kingdom of the divine will. Therefore, be attentive. If you are faithful and listen to me, I will guide you. I will lead you by the hand along the interminable ways of the divine fiat. I will keep you sheltered under my blue mantle, and you will be my heart, my glory, my victory, as well as yours. Amen, fiat.
Thank you very much. Okay. So let's go back a little bit and here, in this first lesson that the Blessed Virgin Mary gives us, right there at the beginning, she tells us about the divine fiat, the divine will. She says that even the angels, they gather around her, just waiting for her to speak about this gift, the gift of the divine will. It's kind of similar to what we read in the hours of the Passion, that the angels, they are just there waiting for each one of us to say, to meditate those words when we read the hours of the Passion, because they are like pearls, that they take those words and they bring those into heaven as an offering. So the Blessed Virgin Mary, she tells us the same, that when she talks about the divine will, the angels, they gather around her to hear about this gift, because this is the gift that was intended for all of us to possess at the beginning as descendants of Adam. Now, she tells us something very important about the divine fiat. She says that she is the one that knows and possesses this fount. She says, the angels waiting to hear me speak of that divine fiat whose fount I possess more than anyone. So she knows, she tells us she knows the secrets. She knows the infinite joys, the indescribable happiness, the value. So she knows what the divine will is. She knows the gift. And in a way, she has also this advantage over what Adam had, because now she knows that this gift was taken from us, and she knows that she is the one chosen. She is the instrument through which the Redeemer will come to reconcile us. So she is the instrument. So that's why she's the mediatrix of all graces, because the divine will, the fountain of the divine will, contains all graces. So it makes sense, the title of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that the mediatrix of all graces, because she possesses the fountain of the divine will that possesses everything that exists. Now, she uses this word possess, that she possesses this fountain. She is in possession of the divine will operating in her soul. And she tells us exactly what she wants for us. Now, our goal, our job is to let ourselves be prepared and disposed of our soul, to be disposed, to be prepared, to be fortified. And she tells us to empty ourselves of everything. To empty ourselves of everything. Remember in the gospel, the Lord gives a parable, and he tells us that the man who built on sand, the torment came and then he wiped away everything. Because in order for this gift to operate in us and to arrive to the possession of this gift, we need to get rid of everything in us, everything that is not from God, basically. And the only reason for us to know the human will is so that we may have it, we may surrender this gift. I mean, yeah, it's a gift. The cure of arts, St. John Vianney, he tells us that, he says, so that we may have something to offer to God, he gave us the free will. Otherwise, we have nothing else to offer. But this gift was intended to operate in union with the will of God, never apart from the will of God. And this is what we see in the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this is where the merit of the Blessed Virgin Mary is, that she had all the time during her whole life, she had the freedom to say no. And that's where her merit is, that she always said yes. It was a constant yes. And that's where her merit is. And also, one of the things that she tells us here is that exactly what makes us unlike her. She uses the word dissimilar, is the human will. But the human will operating apart from the divine will. And she tells us this is what makes us weak. It takes away the freshness of the grace. You remember in the book of Genesis, when God creates, at the end, he creates Adam and he is very pleased. When he says, let us make man in our image and likeness. But right after, in chapter 6, then the book of Genesis says that after the fall, God regretted. He regret having created men. So how did we go from being the enchantment of God to the place, to the point that God regrets having created man in chapter 6 in the book of Genesis, because we lost this unity. And this is exactly what the Blessed Virgin Mary says, that what makes you or what renders your soul dissimilar to mine and takes away the freshness of your soul, the strength that the Creator has given us is the use of your human will separated from the divine. And she tells us, don't you want to be like me? Don't you want to imitate me? How do we imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary? You may say, well, she had this grace. She was a creature like us. She was given this grace because she needed this grace to be the mother of the Redeemer, but she always had her free will to say no, also. And again, that's where her merit is, that she always said yes to God. So it's important for us to know our human will so that we may always have it united to the divine will, so that we may always surrender, and so that we may know basically the evil that the human will can do separated from the divine will. All that can do to us also. And the Blessed Mother gives these lessons and she says, I want you to be prepared to dispose. Now we know that our Lord Jesus instituted the sacraments through which we receive grace, sanctifying grace. Basically, it's help that God gives us. In the sacraments, God gives us help. And the sacraments, they unite us with God and God with us. And that sacraments, they give us help so that we may advance into the likeness and to the with God in this union. And this is the way we prepare ourselves through the sacraments. We dispose. The very fact that we are reading these books and these writings is preparing also our soul to dispose our souls to walk towards that goal, the possession of the divine will operating our souls, as it was operating in the Blessed Mother by grace, and in us, we can say, by as a gift that needs to be accepted, needs to be understood, and needs to be lived out, basically, at every moment. That it involves the constant jest of the creature, the constant fiat The constant knowing ourselves, basically, knowing our human will and how this human will can take us away from God if we let the human will guide us, basically. So the Blessed Virgin Mary gives us now these lessons, and her purpose is, the purpose for these lessons is that we may prepare ourselves, we may dispose ourselves, and she will help us walk that way. And she will unite us to her son, Jesus, so that we may learn to live in that way, so that the Our Father, the prayer containing the Our Father, can be fulfilled in each one of us, basically. So we don't have to wait until the Lord calls us. This now is the time for that prayer to have its fulfillment in each one of us. So basically, we are trying to understand what one day we hope we live for all eternity in heaven. So we are beginning to look, to have a little glimpses of what the saints live in heaven, and hopefully one day we will live also and possess for all eternity. So how was possible for the Blessed Virgin Mary to have this gift? She tells us very clear here. She says that from the first instant of her conception, she was molded. She was molded and placed in the light of the divine will. It's a gift. And what this light did, it purified her human seed, basically. It purified her soul with the power of the divine will. It says in such a way that she became immaculate, without sin, full of grace, without sin. We know that Adam was created in that way too. He was immaculate, because that means without sin. Adam had the freedom to exercise his free will, just as the Blessed Mother had the freedom to say no. Adam wasn't conceived. The Blessed Mother was conceived. So since the first moment of her conception, she was spotless, and she remained like that. She remained like that. And in this state in holiness in which she was created, she said the primary cause of the first move was the divine will. And for her, her whole focus was in corresponding, God, giving glory, honor, adoration, thanksgiving, for having conceived her without sin. At this point, she is praising God, thanking God for the fact that she was conceived without sin. Not praising God yet for all creation and all of that, for all the works of creation, no, is for having conceived her without sin. And that fortified her, because remember, she is returning. She's giving back. She's corresponding. And in that corresponding, she's being filled to the brim always at every moment. That's why later, much later, on. The angel Gabriel is able to say, full of grace. Because at every moment she was growing, and there was never a moment that she was half empty. She was always at every moment full of grace, always growing, always that fountain that she talks about at the beginning. It expanded and expanded and expanded, and it formed seas of love, of joy and happiness, and everything that the divine will is. So by doing that, basically, she is beginning to do the first thing that Adam was doing in the state of grace, or the state of justice. She was sharing in that divine life God given to her, and she was corresponding to God by giving praise, honor, and glory and adoration for having created her without sin. So here we encounter something also that we have to incorporate whenever we talk about the Blessed Virgin Mary, whenever we pray the rosary or contemplate the rosary, especially the joyful mysteries in which the Blessed Mother is involved, and we hear the praises of God to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Whenever we talk about the Blessed Virgin Mary, we really talk also about what the divine will, the wonders that the divine will has done in this creature. And we also have to give thanks to God, thanks to the divine will for having created this beautiful creature, our mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, spotless, that she is the instrument through which our salvation came through, that through her fiat, the whole human race was able to be reconciled, and the plan of God was able to be accomplished. The beginning of the accomplishment of the plan of God. Because remember, she always had her freedom to say no. But that's why she's the new Eve, because she was able to say always yes. And the new Eve, Eve was the mother, or was supposed to be the mother of all the living. She is the new Eve because she is the mother of all the living. So that's why I said that every time that we come to know and understand these writings, and we encounter this way of living, and we try to live in this way, and every single act that we do in the divine will, is the Blessed Mother is crushing over and over and over the head of the evil one, because now what the evil one sought to take away from the human race through this woman now is bringing it back to us. Through one woman, he sought to take away this gift. Now, through a woman, now, through her obedience, is bringing, making it possible. God is making it possible for us to be restored to this grace, to live in the possession of the divine will. So here, the point is to arrive to the possession of the divine will operating in our souls. And she says she will do it, she will guide us. Why? Because she knows the heartbeats of her son Jesus. He knows the accent of the voice of Jesus. He knows the Sacred Heart of Jesus. She knows the mission of her son, and she understands her own mission. And she knows the plan of God as a whole now, in which we all have to enter into this way of living. That's why it's very important to see these lessons as a whole, What's the purpose? That we may understand what this gift is. And she is the instrument also through which this gift is being given to all of us. The Blessed Virgin Mary, there is a wonderful passage in the second volume, August 15, 1899. Let me read it to you. This is what our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta. And I think it is important for us to meditate a little bit whenever we pray the rosary, now to see the rosary also in a different way, in a deeper way, to understand it in a deeper way. This is what Luisa writes. And Jesus told me, the first canticle that they sang to my mama was the Hail Mary. Because in the Hail Mary, there are the most beautiful praises, the greatest honors, and the joy which she felt in being made Mother of God. Therefore, let us recite it together to honor her. And when you yourself come to paradise, I will let you find it as if you have recited together with the angels for the first time in heaven. So, Luisa Picarreta is telling us that our Lord Jesus invited her to pray the first part of the Hail Mary. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, which we know that is found in the Gospel of Luke. Because those first words, Hail, full of grace, is the salutation of God the Father to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to daughter Zion in the Old Testament, through the messenger that is the angel Gabriel. Those words are not from the angel Gabriel. The angel Gabriel is only a messenger. Angels are messengers only. So in reality, it's God the Father praising with this salutation, this creature that for time and time, all creation was waiting. Even the angels, they were waiting. And then we read also that when the Blessed Virgin Mary visits Elizabeth, the gospel says, and filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth exclaimed, who am I that the mother of my Lord may come? Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. So we see that this salutation is the salutation of God the Father and the salutation of the Holy Spirit to this creature. Because this creature is the instrument through which the Redeemer will come, and the Redeemer will reconcile us to God the Father, and he will make it possible for us to have this gift back now. That's why the Lord Jesus tells us, Picarreta, recite the first part with me. And whenever you recite, it says, in this canticle, you see all the praises, the greatest honors that the mother felt. And then I will let you feel that joy and happiness when you come to heaven. So that's Volume 2, August 15, 1899. There is another passage also that the Lord gives to Luisa Picarreta. I will give it to you in a moment. It's from, let me see here. It's from volume 4, August 21st, 1901. And in this passage, this is what our Lord Jesus says to Luisa Picarreta. As Luisa Picarreta writes, she says the following. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself after going round and round in search of Jesus. I found the Queen Mama instead. Oppressed and tired as I was, I said to her, "My most sweet Mama, I lost the way to Jesus, to find Jesus. I don't know where else to go, nor what to do in order to find him again." While saying this, I was crying, and she said to me, "My daughter, follow me and you will find the way in Jesus. Even more, I want to teach you the secret of how you can always be with Jesus and live always content and happy, also on this earth. Fix in your interior that there is only Jesus and you in the world, and no one else, and that him alone must you please." This is very important. This is the center, that we must please Jesus. Satisfy in love, and for him alone must you expect to be loved back and content in everything. If you are in this way with Jesus, you will no longer be affected, whether you are surrounded by scorns or praises, by relatives or strangers, by friends or enemies. Jesus alone will be your contentment, and Jesus alone will be enough for you in the place of all. My daughter, until everything that exists down here disappears completely in the soul, one cannot find true and perpetual contentment. This is what the writers, the spiritual writers, call detachment, spiritual detachment. Meaning that you have the things, but you use them, and you use them as you didn't possess them. You don't get attached to things. You use them, God gave them to you, but you don't get attached. If you lose them tomorrow, that's okay. I'm not talking about squandering. You use the things, the possessions that you have, but you are not attached to them. You use only as means to become closer to God. So the Blessed Mother here tells us that she will guide us towards Jesus. So this is the mission of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and this is what she's doing in the lessons here. She wants us to know basically that she possesses this gift, so she knows what this gift is for and the secrets. And she wants us to know that she wants to guide us towards the possession of this gift, and she wants us to imitate her. At the end of this passage, also, she says, "Don't you want to imitate me?" So the purpose for us to know our human will is so that we may sacrifice it. So that becomes our offering. That's the sacrifice that we offer to God, the offering of the human will, as the Blessed Mother did. See how the Blessed Mother in the Old Testament, Abraham was asked to sacrifice her son, excuse me, his son. The Blessed Mother was asked even for more. Because since the beginning, she was asked to sacrifice herself, her human will, and then she sacrificed. She's offering her son at the foot of the cross. So whenever we go to Mass and we enter into that offering, we also have something to offer, our human will. We can say to the Blessed Mother, "Offer me, Blessed Mother, in union with your son, as you offer your son to God the Father. Offer my will, offer me also. I give you my will." And she will offer our human will in union with her son, that we may enter into the possession of this gift operating in us. That's the purpose. Then at the end, she tells us that she will guide us. If we listen to her, she will guide us. And she will shelter us, she says, under my blue mantle. That's our refuge. That's our rightful refuge as children of the Blessed Mother. That belongs to us, given by our Lord Jesus. She's a gift to us. The Blessed Mother is a gift to us. And our place is to be under her mantle, in her heart. So every time, again, that we come and learn about the divine will, it's a victory for the Blessed Mother. She's fulfilling her mission. And every time we advance into this way of living, we become the true children of the divine will of the Blessed Mother. Why? We will look at this in other future lessons, but in the Book of Heaven, our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta that the Blessed Mother is able to see her reflection in these children. She's able to see her reflection in those who have this gift. Those who enter into heaven with this gift now, they have a different place, different mission over there. The Blessed Mother, because she possesses this gift here, she continues to grow. Where the Blessed Mother is today, one day we may be able to be. But of course, the Blessed Mother will be far and beyond, more advanced. But this is What the gift does in the soul. Remember, this gift has no limits. So that's why the Blessed Mother is asking us to surrender our human will, to sacrifice our human will, and to let her guide us towards Jesus. So, with that in mind, I'll just want to invite you and to encourage you to just meditate on the passages that we read today, and try to go back and look at those and to see now, even when you pray with the Hail Mary, the Rosary, to see really that it is God praising this creature and that we are repeating the words of the Blessed Trinity of God the Father and the Holy Spirit, and even that the words of our Lord Jesus at the foot of the cross, entrusting the Blessed Virgin Mary to all of us, or us to be entrusted to her, and just to love the Blessed Mother and to be close to her, ask her for help, and in times of need and in times of struggle and sickness and necessity, to remember that the blue mantle of the Blessed Mother is our refuge, our place. To ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to cover us with her mantle, to bestow upon us this gift, to gain for us this gift of the divine will, and to thank God for the gift of the Blessed Mother to all of us. If the Blessed Mother herself gave thanks to God, the passage says that she gave praise, glory, honor, adoration, and thanksgiving to God for having created her without original sin. How much more we need to thank God also for that gift. So with that, let us finish and let us ask the Blessed Mother that to intercede for us, that we may receive this gift of the divine will operating in our soul. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Seed of wisdom, pray for us. Mary, Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.